other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, it is official. It is official. Bloomberg, Associated Press, Reuters, they're all reporting that at least $23.7 trillion has been stolen by the offshore banks. And I've got video clip after video clip we're going over in the new Obama film where Bernanke and Geithner and others are before the House committees, Senate committees, and they will not say where the money's gone. Of course, they learned all of this. They learned all of this from their good buddy, George W. Bush, and the famous Pentagon hearings where they're asking, where are the trillions and trillions of missing dollars? And Rumsfeld says, I'm not going to tell you. None of your business. So it is just absolute criminality. Also, USA Today is reporting on this, and I thought it was in my stack, but it's not. So, guys, will you print me USA Today? And for listeners, too, just Google USA Today or use your favorite search engine. USA Today, Obama now tracking lower than Jimmy Carter. Obama's approval rating now lower than Jimmy Carter at this same time. 6 months into Herr Carter's administration, he had a higher approval rating than Barack Obama. The jig is up. The people now know he's a big, fat, stinking teleprompter-reading fraud. And now his whole agenda is stalling. But look out. You've got to have an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. Life's just a gamble. And that's exactly what's going on here. They got stage terror up their sleeve. You got to watch them very closely because I see Obama's fingers while he's busy complimenting our hats and our jackets and our dates here at the poker game, while he's busy ordering a drink, trying to distract us, waving with his left hand for the waiter, his right hand fingers are tipping back into his sleeve, and I see him pulling a card out. And it's the Ace of Spades. It's death. George Bush played the Ace of Spades on 9/11. And even Michael Savage saw it coming months ago, and he said, mark my words. Mark my words. Obama is going to stage a terror attack. And I agree with you. Let me tell you, it's nice having some big-time company, somebody on 450 radio stations. It's nice. Because I may not agree with some things Savage says. He certainly doesn't agree with some things I say. But the issue is, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's got orange feet and a yellow body, and it's quacking, swimming around the local pond begging for bread, it's a duck. And we can look at this and know it is stage terror like a freight train coming. You can hear it blowing its horn. And let me tell you, I see Obama going for that card. Because if he stages terror more than 9 months out, friend of mine in media was telling me, media consultant was telling me about a book called Shock Therapy about Milton Friedman. And I'd read Milton Friedman's comments on this, but not the book. The Economist, about how a president has only got 6 to 9 months to stage a terror attack, stage a crisis. Yeah, Milton Friedman was saying that. And see, we're coming up on 9 months. Is Obama going to hit us and hit us hard so we can learn to worship him as our savior?
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 22nd day of July on this Wednesday edition. We have but one guest today for a full hour, Gerald Celente, always informative, always thought-provoking, always insightful. He'll be joining us in the fourth hour today of the Trends Research Institute, Gerald Celente, today. And I did a pretty good job yesterday, but I want to do an even better job today because there's so much to chime in on, so much to comment on. I know the public out there is chomping at the bit on 1,000 different important subjects and issues. Socialized, government-controlled health care, Obama's science czar calling for a world government to take everyone's children at birth and sterilize them, sterilizing us through the water, food, and air, terraforming the planet so it's impossible to grow crops. Absolute total bondage and tyranny now making AP and Fox News weeks after we rammed it through and broke the story here. By breaking it, we picked up on a three-month-old story out of, four-month-old story out of Front Page magazine that didn't bother to actually have links to the book so people could see it for themselves. Because it is hard to believe they've got a plan to poison the water and food to kill us. But Horowitz is a top neocon. I mean, what's he doing criticizing some of his bosses? But he wants to make it look like it's a whole liberal issue. But the point is, you, the listeners, ram that story out into a national headline. And now it's being debated all over talk radio, the internet, and mainstream television. But with mainstream news is defending it in some cases, going, yeah, maybe we do need to sterilize people. Maybe we do need to have one-child policies. Hillary Clinton over the weekend was in India, said the same thing. That was in CNS News, Associated Press, the Times of India. She said, yeah, instead of just trying to have everybody reduce their carbon footprint, how about we only have one child? So it's really happening, so we can discuss that. There's just a host of issues to go over. Any issue you wish to discuss, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to have open phones for the full 4 hours, now 3 hours and 50 minutes. The websites are JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, WhatIsTheEndgame.com, TruthNews.us, ArnoldExposed.com. One of those sites are film-specific. MartialLaw911.info is a bibliography from the film Martial Law. WhatIsTheEndgame.com is a bibliography and data page for the film Endgame. The ObamaDeception.net is a film about, is a site about the Obama deception. We also like to have lots of auxiliary sites, and some of the sites only get updated once a week. All the others get updated multiple times daily. But when we get the occasional hack attack or just normal internet outage, we have all the auxiliaries out there for you. But the best auxiliary we've got is updated 7 days a week. And I think it's one of our best-looking sites and has a lot of original content. And I don't, frankly, plug it enough. And it's entirely run and updated by Steve Watson. And it's Infowars.net. It has a lot of original content only appearing on Infowars.net. Really our key frigate, our key auxiliary backup flagship in the waiting. It lies in wait off the enemy coast, preparing to bombard the enemy batteries. Make no mistake, it is an information war, and you are in it, in the front lines, whether you know it or not. Again, I want to thank you all for joining me today. Let me go over some of the news I have, and then we will start taking your phone calls here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. Okay, let me go over some of the news we have here in front of us. Bloomberg, AP, and Reuters are now all reporting today what we were telling you about in the last few days. Obama and Bush together, partners in crime as frontmen for the offshore banks, have stolen $23.7 trillion since mid-October when the money began to flow. So let me see. October, November, December. January, February, March, April, May, June, July. 10 months. Little less than 10 months. 9.5 months. So in 9.5 months, they have stolen $23.7 trillion. And they weren't done rushing us. They knew everybody hated Bush. They slingshotted, kind of like using the gravity of Saturn or Jupiter, or like a comet boomeranging around the sun, accelerating mass to then escape the solar system again. They used the hatred, the disgust, the distrust, the horror, the panic at watching Bush up there, the burnout drug addict, bumbling and stuttering and looking completely disingenuous and looking like a character out of central casting for a psychopath, burbling and arrogantly snapping at blind reporters, telling them take their sunglasses off. I mean, just all of it. He was just out of central casting. They chose him to squeeze and squeeze the public into submission, to make the public rebel against him. I remember reading different letters written by different imperial kings of Rome, known as Caesars, including Caesar the First, Caesar, Julius Caesar, Caesar Augustus, and the rest of them. Constantine, all of them. They would brag to the Senate, knowing that even the general public in Rome didn't read a lot. There were only proclamations, broadsheets handed out. Only the wealthiest had books done by scribes. And so they would brag how they were manipulating people, and they'd talk about one of the provinces of Rome to the east or to the north or to the south in North Africa or to the west in Germania and Gaul and Britannia. They called it Albion at the time. Albion, Judea. All the different holdings, and they would, when they first dominated and took over, they would put in a corrupt, abusive leader. A lot of times they'd put in one of the tribal chiefs of the group they just overthrown. They'd put in someone unpopular with the tribes, and then after a few years they would publicly execute him. Of course, the stupid thug would never realize how they were being set up. And then they would send in a Roman general who would save them from the tribal chief. Well, we gave you the leader you wanted, but now you'll accept a Roman legate. And it's the same thing. Oh, George W. Bush was so bad when he was nothing but a complete front man, a puppet. And now, they gave you Obama, and he had those first few months to ram through all the different pieces of tyranny, all the different pieces of legislation, the federalization of the states, the expansion of Homeland Security. But a lot of his agenda is stalling. The greenhouse gas takeover bill has passed the House, but it's stalling in the Senate. They'll probably still pass it, but we've got to fight tooth and nail. His massive gun restriction bills are now stalled. His open border legislation is stalled. His entire criminal agenda is stalled, and I'm telling you, he's going to pull an ace card out of his sleeve, and it's going to be stage terror or some type of flu outbreak panic. I mean, if they almost shut down society for two or three deaths, imagine if it's just a regular flu season and it's killing 30-plus thousand like it normally does. It'll be the end of freedom. They got the forced inoculations ready, the FEMA camps, all of it. Or will it be a total financial collapse? What is that ace card? Here's what Michael Savage had to say about it.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized control of the most powerful economy and the most powerful military on earth. No, my friends, I am losing a great deal of sleep every night because I do see this happening right before my eyes. Again, I will repeat what I just said. Mark it down. I again tell you that there will be the equivalent of a crisis on the order of the Reichstag fire. I don't know where it will occur. I don't know how it will occur. I don't know what form it will take. But during this crisis that will be triggered by the Democrats around Obama, the gang that surrounds Obama, they will bring up Lincoln They will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln in other terms during the Civil War, and they will do what Lincoln did, and they will arrest civilians without warrant in the name of saving.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Out your window when I'm leaving, I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand, you're a man, I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, you're a man.
So I just played you Michael Savage. Now telling the truth, no longer Michael Wiener. I can play you Keith Olbermann with Dick Cheney publicly being reported wanting to stage terror attacks on our own ships in the Strait of Hormuz to blame it on Iran a year and a half ago. At that time, we had Ray McGovern, former chief CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. on, saying on air that the inside word was they were planning a Gulf of Tonkin against our ships in the Strait of Hormuz or in the Gulf. And then, of course, it came out a year later that in 2007, we learned in 2008 that that is exactly what Dick Cheney was planning. MSNBC, New Yorker Magazine. Then it also came out the White House memo. Bush's plan to fly a U.S. aircraft low over and over again, hoping Iraqis would shoot it down, painting it up as a U.N. aircraft, and then lie and say that the U.N. aircraft had been shot down and that Saddam had broken his truce. The issue here is that they do this over and over again. So I thought I'd pull up this article. CFR Hart suggests false flag event from Iran war. This from September 27, 2007, right when all of our sources, multiple former CIA, multiple current Pentagon, were all telling us on and off air the same thing. Blow up a ship. Blow up a ship. Blow up a ship. Admiral Fox Fallon quit shortly after saying he wouldn't be part of a provocation. Do you get what we're dealing with? And if you think Obama won't do something like this, don't hold your breath, folks. Now let me read the unsolicited advice of the government of Iran, Gary Hart's letter published in multiple newspapers in the Huffington Post and delivered to the Swiss embassy in Tehran. The Swiss embassy is where the U.S. takes care of its diplomatic business, does not have an official embassy since it was overrun in 1980. Unsolicited advice to the government of Iran. Presuming that you are not actually ignorant enough to desire war with the United States, you might be well advised to read the history of the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898 and the history of the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964. This is Gary Hart of the Hart-Rudman Council on Foreign Relations Policy Board that drew up the entire Homeland Security Plan and was clearly involved in the 9/11 architecture. I'll just leave it there. Having done so, he continues, you will surely recognize that Americans are reluctant to go to war unless attacked. Until Pearl Harbor, we were even reluctant to get involved in World War II. For historians of American wars, the question is whether we provoke provocations. So he's saying here, we provoke provocations. He lists the USS Maine and Havana Harbor blown up, and the Gulf of Tonkin in 64, fake attack. It never even happened. Thank God they didn't even blow up a ship. They just said it was blown up, but that did lead to over a million dead Vietnamese and 58,000 Americans dead and 300,000 with the arms and legs blown off and bullets, wounds, shattered spinal cords. The list goes on and on. But again, this is Gary Hart. Presuming that you are not actually ignorant enough to desire war with the United States, you might be well advised to read the history of the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898 and the history of the Gulf of Tonkin in 64. And if you read those histories, it's admitted they were staged. Having done so, you will surely recognize that Americans are reluctant to go to war unless attacked. Until Pearl Harbor, we were even reluctant to get involved in World War II. For historians of American wars, the question is whether we provoke provocations. He continues, given the unilateral U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003, you're obviously thinking the rulers have changed, that the rules have changed. The provocation is no longer required to take America to war. But even in this instance, we were led to believe that the mass murder of American civilians, Osama bin Laden, was lurking literally or figuratively in the vicinity of Baghdad. So he repeats here the fake provocation of saying that bin Laden was working with Saddam inside Iraq. Then he finishes up the letter when we get back, and then straight to your phone calls right here on this live transmission, Wednesday, the 22nd day of July, 2009. I am Alex Jones. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv is the attack coordinates in the InfoWar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Omaha, listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. Think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before.
Don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com right there in the top left-hand corner. It says listen page. Free podcast, free archives, all there. And I know most of you know about the free podcast, 165,000 of you downloading it for free every day. How about you tell your friends, your family, your neighbors about the free podcast? Because that's the way people listen to radio now. That's the future. And that's so they listen how they want, when they want, where they want. So subscribe to the free podcast at InfoWars.com. Your calls are coming up. But I wanted to just finish up with this thought dealing with government-sponsored terrorism. It is a public secret in academia. It is a public secret in the Foreign Service. It is an open secret in intelligence. It is an open secret in the military. I didn't know this till this weekend, but it's an open secret to Milton Friedman in books he wrote. I knew about his economic view, but never read any of his books and had a chance to look at a book that quoted one of his books and then to actually get one of his books yesterday where he talks about how you have 9 months to stage crises as a president or as a leader to get your agenda through. And I always wondered why the establishment had that nine-month rule. I knew about the nine-month rule. We pointed out that Bush staged the 9/11 events, or his handlers did, in conjunction with being in office about 8.5 months. He was in office from January 21st, and then, of course, 9/11 happened roughly 8.5 months later. You can already see that with USA Today reporting that Obama has the lowest approval rating ever recorded. Now, you would think that should be the headline. But see, USA Today can't talk about their dear Obama that way. And so they just have a boring headline. I'm going to get to that later after we take some phone calls. But it shows that the last guy who had an approval rating that dropped as fast as Obama was Jimmy Carter, and Obama is dropping faster than Jimmy Carter. Now, what did Webster Tarpley say in the Obama deception? And what has he said on this show over and over in the last 9-10 months since Obama was president-elect? What has he said? He has said over and over again that we want his presidency to go like Jimmy Carter's. We want to immediately shoot him down, that the first 100 to 300 days in office, that he was going to bum rush us. We're now halfway through that, and he is stalling. He is falling like a rock. This is fabulous news. But as sure as I am living and breathing, just as sure as you are living and breathing, they are going to stage crises, probably hot crises, military crises, stage terror crises. It'd be better if they just staged a terror crisis. I mean, it's sad if they kill a few thousand Americans, and I hope they don't do it, but it's better than launching an attack on Iran, because that can get out of control and turn into a war with Russia or China. So I hope the globalists, if they do, I know they're listening, can you guys just kill a few thousand people? I mean, I know that's bad enough how you murder us, but it's like the foster kids you take and radiate to death, or the black men and syphilis, or the atomic soldiers, or Project Shad, nerve gassing our own troops to death. I mean, at least it doesn't get the Ruskies involved or the Chi-Coms. I mean, if you got to kill somebody, I guess kill us like you always do, and a bunch of idiots will all go hug your leg and kiss your knee and worship you, and I'll have to throw up repeatedly watching everybody worship the murderers. But I don't know what Cheney was trying with that sneak attack on Russian-held territories in South Ossetia and Abkhazia on 888, but boy, that was dangerous, wasn't it? Now we've got U.S. forces and NATO forces and Israeli forces massing again in Georgia. We've got U.S. and NATO forces massing in Afghanistan and Pakistan. All sorts of encirclement and provocations going on. The economic crisis is only deepening. 23.7 trillion stolen. That's all coming up as well in the next hour. That crisis is deepening. Are they going to stage domestic terror? I've seen a lot of preparations to quit playing the Muslim turban head card, though that is up the sleeve. Economic crisis sleeve, bio attack sleeve, chemical attack sleeve, height flu sleeve card, or real bio attack flu card. Or they could have the good old boy militia card, blow up a federal building. I mean, I hope the feds don't bomb a federal building and kill a few hundred of their minions. But if that's what it takes to get their people to circle the wagons against the U.S. population, if they got to punch their own minions in the nose to get them hyped up to it's like beating a dog in the head with a 2x4 and turning it loose on somebody, that is better than attacking Iran. That'll kill a lot more of the federal puppies. Yeah, I think that's in the cards, too, killing some killing some of their babies, killing some of their larvae. They like that. They like killing their own minions. It gets their minions all hopped up and angry and crying and feeling sorry for themselves. And you know, the larvae really don't care if deep down they know their boss has bombed them. It's too much fun to squeeze the American people by the throat and feel powerful like stupid jackasses. You sure loved Clinton after he blew you sky high at OKC, didn't you? So as sure as the sun came up this morning and as sure as it's going to set this evening, just as sure as there's fish in the sea, you can bet they're going to pull some big, fat crises. So I want to hear from you, the listeners, what you think those are going to be. All right, I've said enough. Let's go to your phone calls. Tony in Illinois, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, how you doing today, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you know, I was, I just moved to a new apartment, and I come across a document that a friend of mine had gave me back in 99. Just this big, long list of every potential type of, you know, terrorist weapon. Lincoln, Iran, amazingly, all the way back in 99, talking about Iran and, you know, the backpack nuke scenario, this, that, and the other. It was interesting reading, to be sure, but I can't find the cover sheet. It came off at some point in the last, you know, 10 years, and without a cover sheet, I realize it's kind of useless. But just thought I'd tell you about that. And you know,
yeah, no, there's hundreds of those reports, and don't think that we have them all. Make copies, send them to us. But I've probably seen, oh, it's got to be more than 100 reports that are federal. I've seen a couple hundred more state reports. We don't cover them a lot. Though I've learned that we should, because each time it gets news attention, because so many times it's a carbon copy of another state, just with the heading changed. But they say wearing blue jeans, talking on cell phones, having a baby carriage with a baby. It says watch priests, watch pastors, watch veterans, watch people in military uniform. Don't trust anyone. Everyone's basically a terrorist. Don't trust gun owners. Don't trust people with anti-UN stickers. Don't trust people with NRA stickers. And then I have inside the LAPD from the Discovery Channel from like 1998, where this veteran, this World War II vet, no, he was a Korean War vet, had died of a heart attack. He was found dead 3 days later by his neighbors. They wondered where he was. They go in. He's dead on the floor. The cops come in, make fun of his dead body, make fun of his medals and stuff, and then they come outside and make fun of his Bronco with an NRA sticker, and then they openly steal his guns and brag, I'm taking this one, I'm taking that one. And I mean, they're so criminal, they think it's normal to steal his guns on camera, but and then to talk about how, make fun of his dead stinking body and talk about how he's scum because he owns guns.
Well, you know me, Alex. I'm up here in up here in Airstrip 2, aka Chicago. So you know that corrupt cops are just, you know, it's the norm around here, and they're already pulling terror stuff up here. I mean, I've lived here for 6 years. I'm not from here originally, but I lived here for about five, six years, and I know the patterns of the murder up here. Usually, it's the first warm weekend of the spring. Is usually a big grip of murders, and then after that, it's back to whatever. But it just seems lately, it's just.
And as the gangbangers all kill each other, then they want to disarm more of the citizens, which makes every gangbanger and crook in the country move to Chicago, the happy hunting land of disarmed slaves.
Oh, absolutely. And they really are. People here are terrified of a gun. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter what.
They're terrified of what it is to be an American.
Absolutely. My boy's 11 years old. He just took his first shooting lessons. He's been raised here all his life, you know. But, I mean, he ain't afraid of his gun, but his mother is, his dad is. It's just really, you know, I'm not.
Well, the deal is we've got to take the culture back. And that's what's so good about Front Sight and Appleseed and all the other groups. Everywhere, our Second Amendment culture is winning. I appreciate your call. I mean, I can be out in Hollywood with former Hollywood liberals, and they're all pro-Second Amendment now. I can be at a beatnik coffee shop, and they're pro-Second Amendment. People get it. Hitler was for gun control. Stalin was for gun control. Mao Zedong was for gun control because he said political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. So do you think the mob boss, hereditary dictatorship of the Daley clan I mean, do you really think that the Irish slash Italian mafia that runs Illinois, I'm not bashing Irish folks, I'm part Irish, or Italians, it's just a fact. There is a Jewish mafia, there is a WASP mafia, there is an Irish mafia, and you better know the Dailies are big, fat mobsters, and do you think a gangster wants his whores, his slaves, armed? No. First thing a crook does when they come in to rob a bank or rob a liquor store is they say, hands up, you got a gun in here, and they take the gun out from under the counter and they stick it in their belt, and they go ahead and give you a pistol whip in the head to get you to submit. Get on the ground! Bam! I'm here to let you know I run things here. And just like North Korea is now three generations deep of dictators, so is Illinois with the mafia that runs it. There's good people in Illinois. There's good people in the rural areas. And they're getting sick of it, too. You got a corrupt, organized crime government up there. But we got one here. I mean, I'm not saying it's every police department, but I've said half. It's probably less. But a lot of these small towns, they just pull you over and they take your wallet and take your watch and take your car and they put you in jail for a week with no charges until you sign forms agreeing to not ever go after them, which is a fraud itself, but people don't know that. And it's admitted. I mean, Dallas and Houston are mafia run. The Dallas police, on record, pull nice cars over, throw a bag of chalk in the back, and take your car. Then they go to your house and take your house. It's mafia. And the government is converting to full criminal system right now. They're kicking the good people out of government and bringing in the bad right now. You see, it takes decades and decades and decades for the first few corrupt to get in. And then they've got to operate underground. They've got to operate secretively. But over time, they rise up the ranks of government. They get into power. And folks, they're stealing like nothing's left. But the smart globalists that are making billions, they've all left the country. They're in armored compounds in the Cook Islands and in New Zealand and in the Caribbean and in the Mediterranean and in Spain and in Switzerland. And they are freaked out because they know what they've done. They've created a black hole of debt that is going to destroy everything by design, and it's going to cause complete breakdown of society, which is their plan. But they've got to be offshore while it happens. All of us, we don't have that money. There's nowhere for us to go. The least we can do is expose these bastards and point out they're the culprits, so as we go through this crisis, we have a chance of getting them off our back. They plan to ride this out and ride the tiger. And they plan to stay on our back and break us. Let's take another call. Bobby in California. Bobby, you're on the air.
You know, I used to get so mad at all these celebrities that are fully aware of the New World Order and who love to be recognized as humanitarians yet remain silent on the many issues, like the millions of child sex slaves being shipped around the world by Halliburton, DynaCorp, etc. But now I see these celebrities for what they truly are, pathetic millionaire slaves who don't even respect themselves enough to engage in their own free speech while still on this earth. As they remain silent and escape to their private security islands, they remain willfully ignorant to the fact that they will be the first ones taken out by the higher psychopath if the New World Order comes to fruition. Of course they will be taken out, because they have the pool with the ordinary microchip slaves, the rest of them. Who do they really think these super space weapons are going to be used for? They're going to be used to take out anyone that could be a competition to the Rothschild bloodline.
Anything else you got written down there?
No, that was it.
Well, I'm honored that you wrote that up, Bobby. I appreciate your call. You got a good point. Mark in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, what a blessing to speak with you again. Let me pull over right quick. I got a few points. I wish I could speak beyond just my prayers at current, but that's where I am. A few things. I don't know if you've heard Alan Stang went to be with the Lord.
Yes, I saw D.V. Kidd wrote an article about that. I have that in the stack to mention.
Okay. Well, on the other hand, do you know what the name Cronkite means in German?
No.
No, he just recently, he's the guy who said, well, you know, Pat Robertson said that any world government before Christ returns would be of the devil, and I'm happy to sit at the devil's side. But Mr. Sickness which is Hawk Sick Hike means myth. So the name Hawkite means sickness. And Mr. Sickness is now breathing in the sulfur dioxide of the brimstone. And I don't think he's so happy right now. I trust we're on the same page that we want to have an honest understanding of what is and what ought to be. When you say that we're a republic, I agree that's what we need to restore. Brother, we're a plutocracy. And if we understand the term plutocracy, Pluto is the Roman counterpart to Hades, and the word Hades in Greek is where we get the, is translated as the word hell. So literally, strictly speaking, plutocracy means the rule of hell.
Yes, and the rule of hell. Hell, hell planet. You're absolutely right. They bring hell.
Yeah. Well, my site is doyoulovejesus.org. I hope you don't mind the plug. I'm working on...
No, you always plug it when you call, I think, but go ahead.
Well, the thing is, I'm working on a project where I'm trying to explain the devil's been in the business of deceiving mankind for 6,000 years. He knows his stuff. And so when people buy in to these, well, our government could never lie about that. And it's like, well...
They're buying into old scratches operation. Thanks for the call. More calls straight ahead.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise.
among the recipients of the WFA Award.
Thank you very much. Today we must develop federal structures on a global level to deal with world problems. We need a system of enforceable world law, a democratic federal world government.
In a closed-circuit hookup, Hillary Clinton congratulated Cronkite.
For decades you told us the way it is. But tonight, we honor you for fighting for the way it could be.
In 1993, the WFA honored an editor for Time magazine for an essay he had written entitled, The Birth of the Global Nation.
Nationhood as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority.
After receiving the award, the editor, Strobe Talbot, was appointed Deputy Secretary of State in the Clinton administration. In February of 2000, the New York Times allowed the WFA a full-page ad to spread its globalist propaganda.
And that was free, of course. Coming up, we'll play a clip of Walter Cronkite saying he sits at the right hand of Satan. I wonder if he made it to that power position now that he's in Hades. Look, I'm not going to sit here and overly judge Walter Cronkite, but he was a member of the most elite subclub, Mandalay. It's in little subcamps in Bohemian Grove that is going on right now. 92 years old. You know, last Monday I was having an argument up here late night about Walter Cronkite because I was going to put a clip of him in the film calling for world government. With Burmese going, no, he's dead. No, I tell you, Walter Cronkite's dead. And I said, okay. We went to Wikipedia and he wasn't dead. But 4 days later, he was. So Burmese IM'd me when I was out in California and said, Walter Cronkite's dead now, pal. Oh, man. You got to feel sorry for old Scratch. He went to UT right here in Austin and had one of his first newspaper jobs here in Austin. So old Scratch got his start in media, same place I did. Most trusted man in America. You got to think he was kind of a useful idiot, though. He did come out against the Vietnam War. I think he was one of those leftists who thought world government would end all war, kind of a useful idiot. So I don't want to sit here and judge him too bad. There are some people that mean well that call for world government, but his right hand to Satan comments, it's a little creepy. Probably was a pretty bad guy. But I'm not going to judge. I don't know. Not enough fruits to be able to tell you. All right, we're going to start the second hour and blitz through calls. Yes, have your comment or question ready. 1 minute apiece, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv, of course, again, is the website. I want to encourage all of you to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Get a monthly trial membership for $5.95 a month. That's 15 cents a day. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free, 3 months off the price. And your purchase, your support of the site makes everything possible. And you get the multiple hours we do live a day on the radio show as a TV show slash radio show. You get all my films in super high quality. My book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other great films, all of my extras from the films, expanded extras, only for PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can burn them to disc in higher quality. It's an arsenal of resistance. And we need your financial support. That's what makes all this possible. So become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber today. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Get your trial membership at PrisonPlanet.tv or get high-quality copies of all the books and DVDs at InfoWars.com from the bookstore.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.